I want to invite you again, if you want to, that we just say goodbye to these exercises. But now it's differently from how it was in the modules before, because then we said goodbye to the R or A, we said goodbye to the O, we said goodbye to the E or I. And now we do not say goodbye to the E, but we say thank you, E. We have worked with you, and now we want to make a next step, yeah, and stand on you to go on with you. That's the way how we now say not goodbye, but thank you to what we've been doing with the E. And before we just start going into the exercises, we connect with ourselves. I feel my center, the area of the heart. I slowly descend with my feelings through the body towards below. I feel my body. I go down. I even feel down into the earth below me. And I allow, through feeling my body, through doing this, counter currents come about, which start carrying me and even carry my heart. I feel carried. Let your breath react, and let's do it one more time if you want to join in. If you rather decide, I want to look, you're free. Yeah, you can just by looking do it inwardly. We connect with ourselves. We let go. We stream through our body, feel through our body towards below, into the earth. And notice the countercurrents which start carrying us and making us upright. Very naturally. Let your breath react. Relax again. And you remember that we did this right and left column without outwardly moving very much. So stand in your middle, in your center. Feel your body. Go into your right column or your left column, whatever you want. And feel that you walk there and that you arrive there, that you be there, that you are there. And then come back to your center. Go into your left column. Feel how you arrive there. And then decide, okay, now I come back to my center. Feel both columns. And then we do a one step forward and just repeat it one more time. I go into my right column and I return into my center. I walk into my left column. I am there. I feel that it does my left column good that I'm there. And I come back into my center. And I feel both columns, my completeness. Might be different, but I feel complete. Okay, the second exercise was we put our hands on the broom cupboard. We have a little bit of tension in the hands, if necessary. It helps. And we start to push this cupboard towards the other side and experience what's happening there, then. And normally it starts to make me even more upright and to fill my lungs. And I let go, and the energy just brings my hands back, and I let go. I do the same thing with my other hand. I put it on the broom cupboard's sideboard. I start pushing, I use a little bit of energy, and I notice what it does to the other half of my body. And then I let go. The hand comes back by itself. I let go. I put both hands down the broom cupboard, and now we will see, and now we start one side to the other and the other side to the first other one. And notice what it does to us. And then we let go. And we let the arms sink without losing this energy. Let your breath react. And you know, it's a crossing, it's becoming small, and your rhythm is always, we are looking always for the contrary. So if you do this gesture and you feel small, then you must think, oh, what can I do that it doesn't feel small? And if you succeed, you do this gesture, which is small, but your whole system starts to feel big and broad. That's what we want to achieve. Okay, then the next exercise was that we now try to connect our heart forces with the lower areas, or the other way around, the lower areas with our heart forces. And we just start in our heart, then we cross the legs, and then we move the legs out. Slowly we cross them, and then we use the heart to go there and raise through the legs and even stretch the foot a little bit. And then just come back, place your foot a little bit in front, relax, go out with the other foot, bring the energy that's flowing, streaming, arriving, pressing, and then it's raying a different system through the leg and feet. Step forward. And raying originates in the heart. Streaming currents originate in the body. We just take it out. We stream towards there. Press it. Ray through and try to find, to stretch the foot, and then try to find this rest, peaceful rest, despite of all wobbling. We let go and do it the last and fourth time. I go backwards, then you see my feet better. I take this energy, I bring it to the other side, the one equality. I bring up it to rest, the standing leg and the other one. And I ray through from one side to the other, down there. My heart and my breath may react, and I let go, and I'm happy that I managed, that I did not fall, and I make myself aware how much I wobbled. No problem, as long as I did not put pressure on myself, and as long as I know that what I try is what brings the effect in my biography I am looking for. Okay, then we go up again to this area, and we have this big E, yeah? And we started with one arm, and in our fantasy we bend it, or we tied it, sorry, to the shoulder, and then we stretched it, and had the feeling by stretching the arms far out, far beyond my fingertips, I can pull my shoulders towards my body. And then I let go. And the breath reacts the body feels something. And when you do it with the other side, become aware that when I speak about we do it with the body, that's just the first step. So in a way, we can do it in a way that I'm here, and it's me who is dreaming out. It's me and the body just follows. And then it's me who approaches there and comes closer, and the shoulders just follow. And then we let go. Because with this, all these e-exercises, we try to start to observe things which are not observable. Looking at myself from outside, that's not possible. But in a way, we did it. We were there and we were looking there. And now we do it together. And when we do it just with this feeling, it's not the body, it's something else. It's me. Then we have less tensions, which can even arrive then. But we have it there. One arm begins at the opposite shoulder, this arm there. I stream out, taking my arms along, and I come closer. I arrive at my heart. I become the more centered. The more centered, the more I ray out. That's the experience we want to have. And let's let it go. So that I do not have in everyday life, I cannot go out, I lose myself. No, I can go out, but it centers me. Yeah, that's what we are looking for a little bit too. Next to that, it does the body good to do this exercise. Then we walked through the pentagram, again addressing column after column, but now we did it in a process, yeah? And it was crossing down there, to the left, to the right, to the foot again, to the head, continuously changing opposite qualities, being above, being below, and so on, left and right. We start in the middle and make three steps for the moment, if that's possible in your place. And start with the foot in the direction you are walking through. Two. One, two, three, and then feel this column. And we continue. One, two, three, and feel this column and how you enter in there. And with the three, there comes the four. And so in our system, we have this physical body, etheric body, astral body, and then the I. Yeah, I arrive. One, two, three, and now enjoy. Four, me. We continue. One, two, three. Perceive yourself. Four. The last one, back to the head, one, two, three, four, and then feel both columns. Yeah. And then we did the circle, introducing a musical element where every time we met this column, it's a sort of experience of passing through something, arriving somewhere, having reached a step, and we walk, there it is, we walk, I feel it, we walk, yes, we continue, perhaps here, be generous, yeah, it's not necessary to be sophisticated, yes. You know how big a heart is, yeah, of a mother towards the children. We should deal with ourselves similarly. Okay, these were the exercises we went through, and with these exercises, in a way, we try to build a foundation for the next things we are going to do now.